tell me your first year in the CFL, first camp, and joining a group of established veterans and a core here. What's it been like?
Man, this is a great group of guys, great veterans. They was very accepting. Our DB room is a really talented DB room, and we have a lot of good players that can really play the ball and fly around. So it was just really coming and enjoying myself and just playing with them guys and enjoying the game of football.
Yeah, coming in, is it not having any expectations? And I'll attach that to what you've been doing this week. You've been with the ones in that secondary all week.
Yeah, just going out there and just playing at a high level, which I know I can play at, and just being confident in doing that. And just having them guys is going out there and with that confidence in me to be able to make plays and do the things that I can do on the field. So it's just grateful for this opportunity and glad to be here.
What's the steepest learning curve with this league and with this game?
Just more people on the field and a little bit faster tempo. But at the end of the day, it's still football, and it's still you get to put on pads and just go out there and tackle and everything. So I feel like just that and just getting used to the game and the rules and stuff. So just getting used to that, and once that you get used to that, it's just the same as football.
All right, so we got to talk about the knockdowns, which I know should have been interceptions, you're probably thinking, right? It's funny, at the end of the season, you go, oh, Darius Brown got 12 knockdowns, but doesn't tell you what happened. Right. And you're probably going, I should have had like 6 interceptions instead of 12 knockdowns. But tell me about, as Coach Jones called it, mops, you know, missed opportunities, and just how you bounce back from that. Because you could be a real difference maker if you turn the ball over, right?
Right, just staying disciplined, you know, just being there when the ball there, just doing your job every play, because everybody got a job to do on the field. So when the ball comes my way, just find a way to get it instead of not just knocking it down exactly. Yeah. So just want to be a playmaker and just taking the ball away.
Darius, what's your background? Where do you come from, and what about your game suits you for where you're at?
So I came from Roanoke, Virginia. I went to the University of Virginia. And I had a lot of coaching staff. I had a coaching staff, two good coaching staffs at the University of Virginia. So they taught me a lot of good football. And I know I work back home. My brother, he played in Europe some time ago. So he taught me a lot about the game as well. So it's just coming up here and just trusting in the process and trusting in technique and trusting in the fundamentals of the game.
You're a long way from home, but it's not Europe far, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, far away, but it's not Europe. So, yeah, I know he came back and taught me a lot about my football and stuff. So, I give my brother a lot of props.
Is he that much older than you? Did you watch him play?
Oh, yeah, I watched him play in high school and in college. He was a great player and everything. So, I just take away from his game and try to mock everything that he does and stuff. Just add it to my game and what I'm good at as well.
Was there ever any doubt you were going to be a football player after?
Yeah, I played baseball in the day, so we back in the day, so I really didn't like football when I was little, but he was like, I still wanted to play football. He was like, oh, if you want to play football, we're going to be good at it. So we started working out pretty a lot. So it was fun.
What positions did you play in baseball?
Baseball? Oh, yeah. I played center field, first base, catcher, pitcher. Yeah. I was a baseball player back in the day. I thought I was going to play baseball in college, but turned out to be football, you know.
What was the switch? Did you make it or did
you? I think I made it in high school when my recruiting was not there in high school, so I just made that switch to football and just wanted to focus on that.
That's not a bad role model to have to make a switch like that. You're not going to be plan A, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Plan B,
What are you learning from the veterans with Ed Gainey and, you know, even Aaron Grimes and Lucchese Purifoy? It's hard not to notice them out there.
Oh, man. They're very vocal. They're great leaders on the field, and they demand the best out of you. Mm-hmm. So I just love that about that group. They won't let me be lower than my standard of my best, you know. So they just push me every day, and they're fun to be around. The DB room is fun. And B.I., he's a great coach so far. So we're just growing, and we're going to do some great things this year.
There was a lot of competition out there coming into this camp. Where did you think you were going to wind up on that?
I really didn't really focus on that, you know. I just went out there and just played football and have fun, you know. That's all about the game. Just bring that childhood joy for the game back to the game. So I just let the pieces fall while I fall and just go out there and play my best.
Did you have any preconceived notion of what the whole CFL was like, or did you know much
about it? I knew a little bit about the CFL, but I didn't know much. So coming up here was pretty new, okay. New for me. So it would, but it's been a great opportunity and a great experience so far. So I'm just grateful for that.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me.
This is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.